Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Tuesday, 26th of July. A replacement for a County Durham footbridge which was washed away in Storm Desmond is a door open today. The bridge over the River Weir at Stanhope was swept away in the flooding which followed torrential rain in December. Durham County Council, which is responsible for the maintenance of footbridges, subsequently designed and ordered a replacement. Following consultation with local members, Stanhope Town Council and landowners, the Highway Structures team made arrangements for the new bridge to be installed. The bridge was lifted into place on Monday, 18th of July, and is expected to open today. High-performance laminated coloured glass from County Durham-based Romag is set to light the way as a centrepiece for a new elemental garden design feature in Cheshire. The contemplative linear garden has been newly created at SciTech Park in Daresbury, one of two national science and innovation campuses established in 2006 to provide commercial support and world-class technology facilities for fast-growing high-tech companies. Five coloured garden areas have been created, branching off this pathway in the order that the colours appear in the electromagnetic spectrum: red, yellow, green, blue and violet. These will be home to a collection of striking structures and designs that have been integrated with a variety of Vansiva architectural glass panels, cut and shipped to a high tolerance using Romag's water jet cutting technology at its headquarters in Consett in County Durham. And finally, pupils at Sedgefield Primary enjoyed a thrilling cycle stunt display as a reward for a year of walking, cycling and scooting to school. The school was the winner of the Durham County Council's supported Mega Motion competition, which aims to encourage more healthy and environmentally friendly ways of getting to school. Over 2,500 pupils from 15 schools across South Durham took part this year, earning points every time they used sustainable travel. With Sedgefield Primary School's pupils collectively earning the most points, not only were they crowned this year's champions, but they were treated to a breathtaking display from the 360 cycle stunt team. Hey, your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.